the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Got online number one with me right now. I got Chris Nixon. Nixon, how you doing, man?
Good, good, all good, you know.
And you guys can do the same thing he did. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. The lines are open. You can follow the show on Facebook under the Wrestling Call-In Show, Twitter at Wrestling Call-In. Email the show, TWCIS999@gmail.com. And, of course, you can follow us on our website, thewrestlingcollinshow.webs.com. Nixon, my friend, how was your week?
Good. You know, working. Usual.
Usual stuff. Same here, man. Same here. I don't say that this is a slow week in wrestling. It's just been a non-eventful week. Other than the ISIS stuff, and we'll go ahead and get into that now. The hacker group Anonymous has revealed several possible target attack targets that the Islamic State may be planning to hit. One of the targets that they're including is the WWE Survivor Series pay-per-view in Atlanta. The FBI reports that they are aware of the threats. The Georgia Emergency Management Agency Director Jim Butterworth. Since his agency is working closely with the FBI and various other agencies in eliminating and evaluating the threat. The Atlanta police is talking about replanning its own actions toward the event. WWE also issued a statement on the ISIS threat, said the event will be as planned while they are investigating the matter with federal, state, and local authorities. So, cookie cutter statement by WWE. What are you thinking? I've seen some people on Facebook being tongue-in-cheek saying that this is all from WWE as a work.
I don't think it's any work. I think it's just a joke. Some rumor somebody started.
Yeah.
Really? ISIS gonna, any terrorist group is gonna start attacking a pay-per-view? A WWE pay-per-view?
It makes no sense.
Yo, let's go attack a bunch of nerds. Yeah, yeah.
It makes no sense whatsoever. Randy, what's up, my brother?
What's good, man?
What's up, man? Everything all right for you?
Yep.
Cool, cool, cool. What do you think about this ISIS stuff? ISIS possibly planning an attack at the Survivor Series pay-per-view.
I think. Are you in the ISIS thing?
Yeah, I think it's such a joke.
Honestly, I don't like talking about, you know, stuff like that.
Okay. Respect. Let me head over to line number three real quick, bring my cohorts in. Big Tone, what's up, man?
Reach for the sky, boys, what's up?
Here we go, got Big Tony in. Big Tone, you want to comment on this ISIS stuff real quick? It's been rumored that they're going to be looking at the WWE pay-per-view as a place of attack. That's such a freaking joke to me.
Yeah, it is, because, you know, they try it on Thursday, and they're going to lock that place down. Come on now.
Yeah.
They're just doing that to get their name in the papers. So.
Stupid.
they're not that smart enough to try to hit the U.S. No. Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah. Just dumb. All right, let's go ahead and get into the Survivor Series pay-per-view itself. Nixon called in a little bit before the show, and we were discussing the fact that they haven't announced a traditional Survivor Series match yet.
They probably won't. From what I understand, they're not going to do it. It's too late.
They're probably just going to do, like, the Usos, Ryback, and
What the hell?
Dudley's?
Like Lucha Dragon or whatever. Like, no. Yeah, like they're gonna make up some crap, you know, against like the New Day.
Right.
And I don't know.
They're just gonna throw something in there.
Yeah, yeah, they're gonna make something up.
Probably.
A mismatch of shit.
Do you remember the last time there was a serious Survivor Series match that was built up and everything?
Damn, you gotta go back a little bit for that.
Because I'm thinking like 06. Yeah. 06, I'm thinking. Because last year wasn't really built up to like the last Raw before.
Dude, you gotta go back.
Well, the last traditional Survivor Series when they did the 4 on the 5-on-4 matches was what?
Last
I want to say 90, not, well, matches, oh, not watching, you know what I mean? Come on now.
Oh, okay.
92, 93, somewhere around there.
The last one that meant something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the one that I remember last was when DX and had CM Punk, and they were going against Eminem, and I forgot who else.
Yeah.
And they just buried the heels.
Survivor Series, what? Nah, 2008,
2009? 06, 07, something like that.
Something like
that. I remember someone from ECW was in. I don't know what was the name. And I remember, like, he got eliminated right away, and then Triple H, like, buried him by asking, like, who was that? And so mine was like, I don't know.
Ooh, I remember who it was. It was, Kelly. At the time. Damn it, I don't remember his name. Mike Knox.
The one with the big beard?
Mike Knox, yeah.
Yeah, that he used to use that Sister Abigail finisher shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Mike Knox, yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta get into this now while it's fresh on my mind. What the hell are you doing, Melina? What are you doing?
I saw that. That was stupid. You gonna why are you gonna do that?
That's fucked up, man.
That's so disrespectful.
Not only that, like,
that's so disrespectful.
Yes, it is disrespectful.
And then the messed up shit is that. No, but at the end of the day, the bad one is Johnny, because the dude puts up with all her shit, yo.
He's married to her.
No, I don't think they're married.
No, I know they've been dating on and off for about 11 years.
Yeah, on and off, but like, mm-hmm. Dude.
Yeah.
Honestly, are you going to keep dating a chick that's fucking back and forward? Like, nah, man. What's your problem?
And then she came out with a statement that was just fucking priceless. She says, I wish social media didn't exist right now. Really?
Right.
After you started it. Oh my goodness.
I thought they were together.
She posted up like pills and shit. Like, you know, to get his, you know, up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. That's
just disgraceful.
Yeah, the dude is young. What the hell?
If he's like that sometimes, I guess.
That's just,
man, that's pretty sad, because isn't he on his, like, 20s? Oh, no.
No, he might be mid-30s.
Morrison's like 33, 34, something like that.
Mid-30s. Oh, yeah, early 30s, yeah.
Yeah, early 30s, yeah, mid-30s, yeah. That's still just messed up, though. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you just don't do nothing like that. Come on, now.
Yeah, it's just so wrong. It's just so wrong, man.
Hey, what's your let me ask this. What's your guys' opinion on what happened with Paige and Charlotte Monday night?
I thought that was so disrespectful.
Oh, Claire's test.
Now, this was before I got the information yesterday that Charlotte approved all of it, but that was just so jacked up.
Yeah, but Rick said on his podcast, he's like, you know what? I have no opinion on it right now. Because he didn't want to rock the boat and mess it up for her.
Right.
But he knew Triple H and Stephanie could handle it. And she just
didn't
what they told her to.
The mom didn't like it.
Yeah, the mom.
Oh, no, his mom is shit. Oh, her mom is hot.
That was just wrong. And
you know what I think it is? It's like, I'm sorry, that promo was horrible. Like, she stopped, like, Charlotte stopped in mid, on, like, in the promo, like, all the time. She tried to say something, and she left 15 minutes thinking about it. Like she lost, she didn't know what she was going to say.
Because it's probably, okay, now, if you were in her shoes, what would you do? Okay, they came up with this angle, put your brother's death into it. How would you feel? Even though it's your job, you do you're brand new to the company.
Well, that was,
they just put the belt on you. How would you feel?
Yeah, but that was but that was before Paige mentioned the thing about her brother. She looked like she was lost. And then it's sad that Paige is so bland that they had to use the cheapest way to get her heat.
I think she did a good, better job than Charlotte did.
Charlotte
on
is
Monday.
Terrible. Charlotte is terrible.
She's horrible, man.
And as far as referencing her brother, she has no problem referencing her brother from interviews I've seen. She always references her brother.
She did it for Table for Three.
Yeah, she should have just called her dad. I mean, asked her. Triple H, come on.
But
Rick said they didn't call him until he didn't hear from them until Wednesday.
Yeah.
But see, the point is, you have to, in my opinion, you have to step in and be and know what's tasteful and what's not. And I get it. Exactly. We all come from the attitude era. We all want a good promo to sell what's going on. But you got to know what's right, what's wrong. And to me, as a company, they crossed the line on that, man.
I never, ever like when they use somebody's dead to get heat. I never liked that.
Right.
Because the guy that's dead can't defend himself, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's sad that you got to use stuff like that to get heat.
It's just so wrong.
He was a little drug addict, but the guy's still alive, and you throw that out there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who cares?
Right.
Because the guy could call him like, oh, bitch, I didn't like what you said.
Right.
And this and that, but like, come on. You taking aim at a dead person? Yeah, like, come on, I don't like that.
Yeah, that is just wrong on all levels.
My only problem is that, really, the casual fans are not going to know what the heck they're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
So it doesn't really bring any heat, except when Paige said, oh, your brother doesn't matter, blah, 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 you know, whatever the fuck she said, I don't remember. That was the only time, but just bringing up your brother doesn't bring any heat to you or make me want to care about it if I'm a casual fan. I don't know that. I won't know that he died of a heroin addiction.
Yep.
If anything, she wanted to make fun of her brother. She didn't make fun of David Flair and his WCW career.
You didn't make fun of him.
And that's another thing that commentators don't even explain what's going on. They don't explain why it's such a problem with Charlotte.
Real quick, guys, I'm bringing my boy Surfer on. Surfer, how you doing, my friend?
I'm okay.
Good. If you want to talk about anybody, you can talk about Paige and a crazy ass mama. You can do that. If you want to go back and forth from your Paige's mama ain't been in the news, but she is a crazy ass bat. I just thought it was low blow. Well,
what do you expect? She wrestled when she was pregnant with her.
Yeah. What else did y'all think about that Raw show?
I enjoyed it. It had some good wrestling matches.
Right.
Bye.
It wasn't bad until you got to that Paige Charlotte promo.
Like, even Del Rio and Kalisto.
Good match, too.
Yeah. What's his name? Owens.
You see Tipper come off at the end of it, though.
Yeah,
Owens and,
Kalisto?
Wait. It was Kalisto and Owens?
Yeah, it was Kalisto.
Oh, yeah. I remember it was like four matches, they were all good.
I can't believe they let Kalisto beat Ryback. That's the thing that got me.
Yeah, now that I remember, when Kalisto did that Hurricanrana to the floor.
Yeah.
Oh man, that looked beautiful.
That was supposed to be the one match that was the not the. Because all these other matches, you knew who was going to win.
Right.
So that's supposed to be that one they should be like, oh, you never know who's going to win.
Yeah.
Man, I knew the four people that was going to be in the last four. I'm pretty sure you got all paid the same people.
We all knew who was going to be in it, so, I mean.
Yeah, like, I saw the whole list, I'm like, okay, Owen, Del Rio just got here.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns, of course, and Dean Ambrose. Come on.
I was hoping. I was hoping.
Come on, Wayne.
I was hoping, man.
But you lose credibility when you say something.
I was just hoping.
Hey. He got a handshake at the end.
I was just, I knew Reigns was going to win. We all saw that coming. I was just hoping that, you know, do something different, you know.
Well, and if you look closely, Roman Reigns getting his little pop.
I know Howard Finkel was in the
people
news.
People actually getting behind him slowly.
I know Howard Finkel was in the news saying that he expects it to be Alberto Del Rio and Dean Ambrose, with Dean Ambrose walking out victorious.
Dean Ambrose?
Yeah, what y'all think about that?
Wait, you mean the last two?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see that happening. I can't.
They have to do something to swerve us. They have to surprise us with something, man.
Right.
Well, what was that? Sorry, I went away for a second.
No, that Howard Finkel was in the news saying the last two would be ADR, Alberto Del Rio, and Dean Ambrose, with Dean Ambrose winning the match and leaving with the gold.
I'm sorry, but ADR is a joke. He should have never came back.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. He's not getting any heat or reaction from the fans at all. And the only two places that he got any reaction was here in San Diego and Los Angeles, and that was it.
And that makes sense for him to get popped there.
Is it me, or does this motherfucker look bigger?
He does
look a little bigger.
I think people don't know what to judge Del Rio, whether to judge him a face or a heel.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of the problem.
It's that whole Mexican thing that they keep pushing down our throats. That doesn't help. And I know he's not a bad wrestler. They proved it. He proved it on Lucha Underground and ROH and all those other indies.
Yeah, but it's like you're saying, the way he was booked in Lucha Underground, it was beautiful. Here, yep, it's just
crap.
Same old shit.
Crap.
Plus, I heard from somebody in a podcast saying, this is a guy that works in sometimes he works in indie show out east, and he was saying that a few wrestlers say that he kind of, if he feels somebody's kind of being pushed in front of him, that he'll take the chances and make his opponent look bad.
Mm.
For example, Kalisto this past Monday.
Mm. I like
exposing him and everything.
Right.
I do. I think we listen to the same podcast.
You are?
I'm not saying names.
I do like
Kalisto, though. He can jump out the gym, man. I do like Kalisto. He's better than his tag team partner.
Oh, yeah, Kalisto's good, man.
Yeah.
That mask, they have to fix it, because it feels like that mask, they can't see through it too well.
Because mm-hmm.
That's not even the first Kalisto at all. I mean, Sin Cara.
Right.
I just think they can't see through that mask.
James Storm is now reported being a full-time member of WWE. Is that a good move by them to pick him up?
Why not?
Another vet.
Yeah.
Another vet.
Okay. It's all about working and getting your money, man, so you can support yourself.
All right.
And in TNA, that was not happening.
Nah, it wasn't. It really wasn't. They're in the news, too. We'll get to them in a minute.
James Storm would work with White.
You think that'd be a good one? James Storm with the Wyatt family?
Nah, I think Scott Dawson and Dasher.
Mm-hmm.
That's a better fit with him. At least as a talker.
Right. Well, we found out what John Cena's going to be doing his little hiatus. He's going to be doing a 10-episode military reality show called American Grit. So there's going to be 10 episodes, so we know where John Cena's going to be. And TNA will be moving to Pop TV and will be airing on Tuesday nights from 9 to 11. Pop TV used to be known as the TV Guide Network. Who the hell has Pop TV? Anybody here have it?
No.
I don't. I haven't checked.
I need to check too.
Yeah, I haven't checked, but I heard like Fios has it, and that's what I have.
I got Fios.
Fucking huh?
I got Fios. I don't know where Pop TV is.
Oh, but remember, you got PA, and one of my cousins, his Fios is his channels are way different than mine.
Hmm.
Just go to their website and check at the very bottom zip code finder. You know.
See if you have it.
Yeah. It looks like I do. So okay.
You can watch it because I ain't got it.
I'm not watching it, and I've heard it's going to be lower than HD because apparently Pop TV doesn't have HD.
Damn.
Oh, and then you know they're not going to be paid for that, right?
Really?
You heard?
Really?
Yeah. Oh. It's basically from what I was reading, they're going to get the they won't have to pay to get on. On Pop TV.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
Now we need to see what they're gonna do with that money, though. They're gonna start paying some people, or keep people paid. That's what we need to see. Bret Hart says WWE hasn't found anyone to fill CM Punk's shoes as of yet. Why is this man still in the news?
Punk?
Yeah.
They had somebody filling Punk's shoes. Just got hurt.
Are you talking about Graves? Corey Graves?
No, Seth Rollins.
He says that he blames Triple H for Punk no longer being there. I don't know about that one. I don't know about all that.
Why can't it be Punk's fault?
That's what I'm saying.
He walked away.
Yeah.
Hello, I don't hold no grudge that he walked away. He has every right, but.
No, I still thought it was kind of, you know.
Like, we're going on close to 2 years now since he left. So
yeah.
Why is he still being brought up?
Yeah. Bill Goldberg tells Channel Guy magazine that TNA has tried to bring him in.
Of course.
How old is he?
He's got to be, what, 42, 43, somewhere in that room, I think.
Got to be older than that.
Yeah, like I said last time, him and Billy Graham need to shut up.
Eric Young says TNA is the Nickelback of wrestling.
I think it's lower than that. I think it's like Fall Out Boy.
He didn't say Fall Out Boy. Leva Bates is back. She will be facing Nia Jax on the December 2nd episode of NXT.
Goldberg is about to turn 49.
Okay. Damn. Really? Damn. Time is flying by. Nixon, what did you think about the whole Leva Bates issue? It was said before she got let go because she had a drinking incident. Now she's making her return. What's your opinion on Leva Bates? You watch a little bit more NXT than me.
Obviously, these girls are going to be freaking pissed at her for getting a better spot than her, or getting more better pop than them. Mm-hmm. I mean, who wouldn't be jealous if you have a spot already set and some girl, random girl, just comes in and takes a minute of your spot? Mm-hmm. I mean, she's good. She deserves something, I guess. So.
Right. Did you, beforehand, do you think Leva was good in the indies?
I don't think she was that ready.
I was 50-50.
She's gotten better, though.
I was 50-50 on her in the state when she was in the indies, because she wasn't that great to me until she did her tour of Japan, and when she came back, that's when she really showed her stuff.
I give her credit for all the her gimmick that she does, the whole cosplay gimmick.
Yeah, I wasn't too much a fan of that either, but I get it. I get why she does.
What are we talking about?
Leva Bates.
Leva Bates, aka Blue Pants.
Yeah, but I get it though. I do get it.
Hey, at least she was tag team partners with what's her name, Mia Yim.
Yeah. They were your Shine Tag Team Champions at one point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They surely were. Triple H is leaving the door for Hulk Hogan's return. What do y'all think about that?
Oh, man.
I'll say this. As long as he makes an actual apology. Not a... Don't add anything to it. Just make a straight apology about what you did, and that's it. Because that Today Show apology was
bullshit.
Brutal BS.
Right. What'd you think about the fact that it's Triple H leaving the door, not Vince leaving the door, but Triple H leaving the door? Shouldn't it be Vince doing that?
Opening doors for like anybody to come in. Look at what he did, Warrior. Brutus Sammartino. He made a immense. He fixed everything up and brought them back in to get either legend deals or get in the Hall of Fame induction and such else. You know.
Right. Let me ask you guys this. Let me ask you guys this. What Cesaro would be a good opponent for Brock?
Yeah, it would be a good match. Like, we would like it, but you know the way they make him look, it won't be believable.
Yeah.
And Vince probably won't even let that happen. And if he does, he'll be like, "Yeah, just kill him." Remember, or you can get a suplex, and then you're gonna get an NF5, and that's it. Because I could see them having a really good match.
Mm. Yeah, me too. Who here watched SmackDown?
Me. I saw it at work.
What'd you think about R-Truth?
That was actually hilarious. That shit made me laugh.
Yeah, when he came down, you knew what was about to happen.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
That's on me. That's my bad.
My bad. The Ascension. They're about to get a push after getting that big win on NXT.
Well, they did what?
Are they about to get a push after their big win on NXT?
where's Big Tony?
Win? I thought no. Didn't they lose?
They won on NXT. They lost on Raw.
No. On NXT, didn't they fight Jason and Gable?
Yes, they did, and they lost.
I thought they won.
Yeah, they lost.
I thought they won. My bad.
Nah, they won. Yo, yeah. Jason and Gable are so good, man.
What did I tell you?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you know that people sing the Kurt Angle song to him?
Really?
Yeah, like the crowd on the way in. They sing the theme song, mm-hmm. but they be like, Jason, Gable. Yeah, it's funny.
Summer Rae, is she the key to Tyler Breeze transition to the main roster?
Not yet.
What was that?
Is Summer Rae the key to Tyler Breeze's transition on the main roster?
No way. No problem with the Summer Rae. She's gone much better as a character, but no, that is the wrong pairing. He shouldn't even have anyone with him.
It should just be him.
Yeah, it should just be him. Because really, that's all he cares about. It's just himself. He's an egotistical heel. That's all he is.
Right. And man, you could tell Christian is never coming back.
He called him Christian.
They already took his finisher off.
He called him Christian.
Huh?
Who would be your guys' ultimate Survivor Series team?
Ultimate?
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about current roster? Or
you can be anybody.
Well, that's a hard one.
My five? Bret Hart. Shawn Michaels. Stone Cold Steve Austin. The Rock. Booker T. That's my five. Now, I don't know if they'd be able to work together, but...
I'm thinking of mine.
I don't know if they'd be able to work together on that, but, you know, that'd be my five. I think that'd be pretty good. What you guys are thinking about that? Taz went on his little rant, says that the little Ronda Rousey and home said the fight was fixed, and he wasn't trying to show any disrespect to either lady. You guys think that fight was fixed? I don't.
Oh my goodness! Like that, whoever is saying that is fucking stupid. Like, she got her ass whooped. That's it.
Yes, she did.
Shit happens, man. Shit happens.
I don't think it's fixed, but I do think that Holly Holmes is not gonna get as much attention as Ronda Rousey did.
Hell no.
To that division.
Hell no.
But like I said, that was not fixed.
Nah.
She was not.
Damn.
She was not in it. She looked bad. And Holly Holmes is just a fighter that was just ready.
Just ready that night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not nervous, because all those other girls apparently said that they were ready. They knew what to do, but once they got in there, something went wrong.
Mm.
And this is just a girl to do it. I mean, after this, I know it was eventually going to be Chris Cyborg, eventually.
Mm.
And then the thing is, okay, this happens. You know that the rematch is going to sell like crazy. And like, yeah, shit happened. They whooped her ass.
Yeah. Now, I know it was Ash, because I believe it was on Facebook that a lot of folks were saying that this is her way out to get to WWE.
Oh, Jesus Christ. They be giving WWE too much credit, like, for no reason.
Yeah. All right, this is what we want you to do, Ryan. I want you to throw the fight. And after you throw the fight, you're going to wrestle for us.
The what?
No, just WWE saying, all right, Ronnie, we want you to throw the fight. Then after you throw the fight and lose, you can come over to WWE and wrestle for us.
You think she'll make a good Miss Marvel? I don't think. Personally, I don't think she'll make a good Miss Marvel.
She has the look, but the acting skills are going to suck.
Yeah, there you go.
But she's got the look, though.
Well, that's the thing. She got the look, but it's the acting.
It's the acting, but make sure it break you. And like Gil Gadot, she doesn't have the look per se, but her acting should be on point for Wonder Woman. So we'll see. Kurt Angle says he prefaces his TNA run more than his run in WWE. How can he say that? WWE made him what he was.
Yeah, but if you think about it, he's been longer in TNA.
I don't think that means shit.
No, I know that, yeah.
TNA, his career there didn't really mean shit. Only probably like few matches and that's it, but
And then, like, I think, like, he's talking like that, you know, he just don't want to buy the hand that's feeding him, you know?
Right.
You know what? I personally liked his jokey Kurt Angle gimmick more than his wrestling machine gimmick.
Oh, yeah.
That's just me, personally. And
hey, one of my favorite feuds was, again, my favorite, like, with Edge.
Mm.
When they were doing the whole joking shit back and forward, oh man, that was gold.
I sort of kind of liked it when he did it with Brock, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We had that little jokey stuff going on with Brock. With the push-ups and the milk.
The Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
I'll make your ankle hurt.
Oh, man. WWE and USA will make December 20th through the 24th WWE week on StubHub.com. I thought it was kind of interesting. Tickets to Survivor Series can be bought as low as $32 the day before the show. Hell in a Cell, they were $90 the day before the show. So this sort of kind of tells you where this event is being gauged in terms of ticket sales. I mean, is anybody really looking and popping for this card at all?
What, you mean tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually looking forward to, like, the two matches and then the main event. That's about it. Because I feel like we're going to get surprised or something in the end.
What you think?
Unless they, you know, they just want to fuck us. They want to fuck us with no Vaseline and give us shaving.
What you think, Dixon? Nixon,
I feel the same way. I told you before the show started that I had no interest in the show at all.
Yeah.
The only three matches I have interest are in just the tournament. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't they have a... They had Edge have a Money in the Bank match where he had to defend his case.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they have Sheamus ever defend this thing ever? Why don't they have any of the Money in Bank holders ever defend it ever?
Yeah.
Kind of put some interest into it.
Right.
Because at this point, nobody cares about Sheamus. They want him to lose the damn thing already.
And quick, too. I think WWE's made a few mistakes, too. Because right now, you don't have a traditional Survivor Series match announced. You don't even know what two members of the Wyatt family you're getting against Kane and Taker.
No, I think they said it's going to be Strowman, whatever the hell his name is, and Wyatt. Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
Do you have any interest in that match?
I would. I just hope the Wyatt's lose. That's about it.
I only ask because I think they took too much of the interest away on the last two Mondays, the last two Raws.
Right. See, the thing with me, the Wyatt family has to win this match to get respectability back. That's just me. If Undertaker and Kane with this match, well, there's no shame to it, don't get me wrong, because looking at two potential Hall of Famers in the ring doing their thing, it doesn't mean it's not going to discredit you for losing. So,
fuck that.
You just want
the
Wyatt.
I don't want the Wyatt winning anything.
You just want the Wyatt family. You lose. Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, don't you feel sad for The Miz? Did you see SmackDown?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm not a big Miz fan.
Me neither.
But like, shit, yo, like, they treat this guy like shit.
I like that he sticks to his character, though. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen him on Up, Up, Down. Up, Up, Down, Down.
Mm.
He sticks his gimmick really well. he's egotistical, cocky guy.
He's a guy I consider getting too much too soon. To me.
And then everybody thought Johnny Knight, John Morrison was the one that's going to come out, you know, as the big guy from the team.
Mm.
And look, dumb is.
I feel like they made one mistake when they gave him that Jim Morrison gimmick.
Mm.
They should have. Jim Morrison and the Doors had this famous poster of him just shirtless.
Yeah.
And it was a black and white one that they should have sold John Morrison on it.
Right.
Same way, and you could just sold that shirt. A lot of fans of rock music, classic rock, would have definitely bought that shirt. It would have looked like a Door shirt. He even looked like Jim Morrison.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they failed to do that.
Just didn't do it right. According to Wrestle Observer, you can see Billy Gunn return as an NXT trainer once the way he was fired blows over and dies down. If you're going to just bring him back, what's the point of firing him in the first place?
No, I think that's just, remember, Billy Gunn is one of Triple H's boys. I think that just, you know, they told him, okay, we're going to fire you. We're going to let everything die down, then we're going to bring you back, okay? You know, they just don't want, you know, like, people to talk shit.
Right. That's a good point. Nixon, what you think about that, man?
Yeah, they don't want any bad rep, that's all.
Yeah. I really agree with that. Guys, we got a couple of phone lines open. I know everybody's probably at that fight right now.
Wait, is Surfer and this guy left?
Yeah.
Oh.
Surfer and Big Tone left.
Yeah. Coto Canelo.
Yeah.
That's the second Mexican I've seen with red hair.
I just wasn't interested in that fight for some reason. You know?
Yeah. No.
It's not like I had to watch it.
Damn, man. What was it, like, 2 days ago, I finally listened to the episode from, like, 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed it got cut off. It didn't went all the way, like, you know. I was looking forward to all of that bullshit we was talking at the end. It was hilarious.
All right, these are some rumors. You can take them with a grain of salt. I'll report them anyway. Randy Orton's shoulder injury is really serious, and it's unlikely you will see him at Mania 32. It's also being reported that AJ Styles, despite all the photoshops, was never at an NXT event. It's also being reported that he is not signed with anybody and he can go to the WWE when if the contract is good enough. AJ Styles back in WWE, what do you guys think?
You know, I feel like... Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
No, you go.
I feel like it's going to be, you know, just like James Storm and the other one, you know.
Right.
You know, past the prime, they could still go, but WWE's never going to make him, you know, top players.
That will make him a top billed superstar.
Yeah, like let's say their ceiling is like IC champ.
And that would be so wrong to me. But go ahead, Nixon. What do you think, man?
Man, as much as I like the guy, as much as I'm a fan of his, great wrestler and everything, but man, how stupid was he to stick around in TNA just to get a bad Ric Flair gimmick copy on TNA. with that awful, awful coat that he wore. God damn, man. What he could have done, two years before that in New Japan, and then 2 years earlier, which would have been probably 2012, 2013, already been in WWE, but man, you're getting older, you're not getting any younger, and all those moves that you do in the ring are not going to be as easy in the WWE with that schedule compared to anywhere else. So he's going to have to be careful, and it's going to be difficult now.
Yeah. And you know, like, once you get to WWE, like, they water you down.
Yeah.
They be like, you can't do all of this, you can't do all the high spot, you know. Because I don't know, have you ever seen a Kalisto, even a Adrian Neville match before they got to WWE? Mm. It's some crazy shit.
Yeah, Neville does more aerial moves than he does on WWE on Raw.
Hell yeah.
Jeez. There's like a ton of top 10, top 20 moves of Pac.
Yeah, Pac.
And they're super crazy. And I'm pretty sure you've already seen them. As far as Randy Orton, he needs a break. Give him a break. Give all these guys that have had a main event spot so many times a break. Give them 6 months, a year. It's not going to hurt them.
Right.
When they come back, it's going to be better for them. They're going to be more healed up than they are right now.
Yeah. I wonder if we're going to see King Barrett at Survivor Series. I wonder.
Who, you said King Barrett?
Yeah.
Oh, don't be surprised. He's part of, like, one of those made-up matches and shit.
For what reason? Wade Rooney's not going to go to Survivor Series.
I mean, because it's like, he's your king of the ring, but this year it really means nothing to be king of the ring.
They should never remove that Bad News Barrett gimmick off of him. God, why do you have to be king and still have to and not be Bad News Barrett anymore? Doesn't make any sense.
And then, like, you remember back then, let's say, Stone Cold won, and he didn't walk around like an idiot holding that stupid crown.
Right.
Edge won it. He didn't go around holding that stupid-ass crown.
Right.
Kurt Angle, he did it, but he did it in a funny way. That's when he was, like, joking around. But, like, now they make you look so corny. You remember Sheamus?
Yep.
Oh my goodness, that was horrible.
Have you seen the table for three yet, Will?
No, I haven't.
Apparently they claim that once you win the King of the Ring, they got the choice to wear the crown and hold all that, the coat and everything with you around. And apparently Sheamus and Barrett said that they decided to go with it. Why not wear it? It's been years since somebody has put it on. And Regal said he didn't even get a chance. He just wanted to be the heel dictator type of guy. The leader of Raw. And he just got canned after that, remember?
Yep.
Yeah, that's why he got busted for the...
It never got a chance.
I'm about to check that out. That's on the network, right?
Yeah, I mean, all those tables, I think, I'd say the NXT one is really good. The one with the Divas is really weird.
Who they have for the Divas?
It was Charlotte. It was Charlotte, Natty, and Tamina. And most of the time they were just talking about Charlotte and and Natty, and that was it. Of course, the one with the women's, you know, with the, what was it? It was one of the first few ones, I forgot. It was with Molly Holly, Ivory, and I'm trying to think. That one was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably one of my favorite ones.
Wait, they brought them?
Yeah, they brought Ivory and Molly Holly, and damn it. She went to WCW and threw away the women's title. What's her name? Medusa.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, Medusa, okay.
There you go.
She was in it, and they were talking about the current women state of women's wrestling right now, and how it's awful that they're considered divas, that they wouldn't allow themselves to be considered divas.
Mm-hmm.
They were wrestling now.
Right.
I'm trying to think of the other ones. I didn't see the WCW one with the Sting and Vader. The R-Truth was funny. R-Truth Miz one was funny.
I haven't seen those.
The great thing about them is that you can actually, they haven't aired one in like 2 weeks, so you can easily binge on them, and they're like 30 to 45 minutes long each.
I don't have time to like watch the network, but like, what was it, at work, like when I'd be on the computer, I was watching Breakdown?
Breaking Ground?
Yeah.
Breaking Ground, that's what it's called, Breaking Ground?
Yeah. Breaking Ground, yeah.
The NXT show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was watching those. I'm up to the third one. I think it's only three right now.
Yeah, they didn't air one.
Those were pretty good. Like, you hear the stories, like you know, like that one girl that she left.
That
ZZ guy from Tough Enough is getting another chance.
Man, whatever.
This show is good, but it sometimes feels like they're pushing the Tough Enough competitors in there down our faces sometimes.
Yeah.
But the only one thing I do like is seeing all these other faces, like Jesse McKay in there. I like getting to know more of like your Tyler Breezes, your Baron Corbin, even though he comes off as a like really, really egotistical prick in there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not a bad thing. I said it before. Sometimes that's not a bad thing. It just depends on how good you are and how your gimmick comes off. It's not always a bad thing.
Oh, man. Bye. I was watching, it was like a few months ago. Like a month ago, 2 months ago, I was watching like one of the early episodes of NXT, and I saw Baron Corbin in it. Yo, he was so skinny, and like he was like a jobber. And it's like, yo, it's crazy how time flies and how much these people change, yo.
A lot of those guys are jobbers when they first get in there.
Yeah.
Because Tyler Breeze, if you go back and watch the very, very first episode of NXT, and I'm not talking about the competition one, he was a jobber. And he was tag team partners at the time with CJ Parker. And they were jobbing out to the Ascension out of all people. You had a bunch of different wrestlers that you see now that were jobbers on NXT before.
No, that's what I was saying. I'm like, and then I was looking at it, and I'm like, oh, wow, look at this guy. Oh, wow, look at this guy. Oh, look how far this guy got. Like, it's crazy, man.
And that just gave me a thought. I don't know why they don't bring some of those guys that are not really well-known to the main roster to be jobbers every once in a while.
That's another thing that's dead in the business. You remember back in the days when they want to get somebody over, so they brought like a random jobber.
Yep.
To get their ass whooped. Now it's like, oh, hey, if you want to kill somebody, they put like Zack Ryder or what's that guy's name? Crap.
Brooklyn.
Well, whatever. Yeah.
Brooklyn Brawler.
Yeah. Oh, the dude. Ray White's brother, Bo Dallas.
You got to believe.
Yeah, believe these nuts. I'm glad he didn't go nowhere.
You got to believe, man.
I feel that gimmick should have been John Cena's gimmick, because that's pretty much the same gimmick, but I mean, that pretty much would have worked for John Cena if you would have made him a heel.
Yeah.
The heel that doesn't realize that people hate him.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point. That is a very good point. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and after that, I want you guys to hit me up with your Survivor Series teams, and once we do that, we'll check out for the night. So come with your Survivor Series teams, guys. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back, okay?
Copy.
With a glow that arrives from my own passions and don't tell me that I'm hated and won't last in my home, cause I know it, but intend to flip and make it my mission to move from being a loser to win-win positions, whether assisted or me riding solo, it's whatever, just know that my life would be sweeter than fro-yo. All on my mind is the thought of me getting the greatness, hoping and grinding to shine through the music I'm making, having something to show for all the time that I've taken, all the sweat, tears, blood drops not wasted, painstaking, emotion on every page, every time I suffer stress I escape from the rage, my craving that broadens my desire every day, to have up on the stage and make the audience say, holy clips, holy clips, holy clips, I got them like holy clips, bro, yo, call them my holy clips, holy clips, holy clips, I got them like holy clips, yeah. Riding, my sound bang like Anita, me and my Nina, ain't no one ever coming between us, she's a sweetheart to me, but you don't wanna greet her, cause she's poison, she kills, you don't wanna meet her, see her, I beat her, real nigga get on and kill niggas without a Tommy, I don't wear a hill figure, I roll dolo, got rap stars plummeting and I ain't got a stomach, shit, I got abs, solo, never screamed YOLO, that saying ain't new to me, niggas only say YOLO when doing some fucking foolery, fuck it, I got my morals, some say that my shit's immoral, cause I'm focused on my aura and plowing out Rita Ora, or I'm going by the steps to receive me a Grammy, follow my own code, while doing good by my mammy, lost my youngin' Sammy, but I'm not gonna sit here on some lonely shit, I'm using it as fuel to make him look from heaven, only saying, holy clips, holy clips, holy clips, I got him like holy clips, holy clips, holy clips, holy clips, I got him like holy clips, yeah. Holy clips is what I got him saying. Every time the mic is on, all my songs playing. Feeling like Shakespeare when he's putting together pieces while shattering rappers' dreams. And I'm sweeping up all the pieces. You see that I'm way different than once during childhood. You wish that your style would pull up shit that my style could. I used to be the nigga girls locked in a friend zone. Now they cheer up for my penis while I'm in the end zone. Some say we're predetermined and we gotta make the most of it. But as for me, in this life, I want to take control of it. Hold it. You wouldn't have thought that I was a lame at first glance. But I only became this person as a product of circumstance. Giving bullshit. The reason why? No recollection. But I'm over it now, cause now they value my message. I'm flipping the script from extra to leading role, from copper to seeing gold. Now they like, holy clips, holy clips, holy clips, I got them like holy clips, holy clips, holy clips, holy clips, I got them like holy clips, holy clips, holy clips, holy clips, I got them like holy clips, holy clips, holy clips, holy clips, I got them like,
it is cold as fuck, oh my god.
Alright guys, we're back, we are back, I got Chris Nixon with me, I got my boy Randy with me as well. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me tonight. We're going to go ahead and do a few more things and then we're going to go ahead and start wrapping things up. Favorite Survivor Series teams. Ultimate, your ultimate Survivor Series team. We can be any era, any duration. Give me your five and tell me why. Who wants to go first?
I don't mind going first.
Okay. Go ahead, Nick.
So I kind of thought about it. I decided to put one tag team. I guess I put in the... actually, let me start with Randy Savage. I put in Randy Savage. And I thought of someone new I'd put in. Someone coming up. And I thought Sami Zayn would be a good idea. And then I like the tag team, I said the Road Warriors, I think, would be. And then that would just leave me with one more guy. And I guess, who would I put in that spot? That was the only one that I couldn't think of. You know what? I'd stick Kurt Angle in there.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm talking about 2003, 2004 Kurt Angle.
Right. Some will argue that's the best version of Kurt Angle. Alright, Randy, what's your five? What's your Survivor Series team?
It's five, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said Warriors? Wait, you said the Road Warriors? You said Kurt Angle?
Yeah, he said Road Warriors.
Sami Zayn, Kurt Angle, Road Warriors, and I said Randy Savage.
Oh, Randy Savage, yeah.
Man.
Mine will be, well, my tag team will be DX. It'll be Shawn Michaels and Triple H. Then my will be, I know he's not alive, but Eddie Guerrero.
There you go.
That's three. Who's the other guy I wanted on?
You gotta go back and think.
Oh, yeah. It'll be EC3.
He said EC3.
And then the leader will be Edge.
He said EC3. Why you got... Gotta get that EC3 reference in there, huh?
Yep. And then the leader will be Edge.
Ain't no wrong with that, man.
What was his name again on WWE? I don't remember. EC3?
Derek Bateman.
Yeah, that means he would be Derek Bateman from NXT. That's what's going to happen, because... never mind.
He can't carry
that EC3. Bad joke, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he can't carry the EC3 over.
That's if he brings Maxine, then I'll enjoy that.
Yeah. We shall see. Anybody have any predictions for tomorrow? Who's going to be your world champion?
Oh, man. It's like what I want and what I think. I would love to see Dean Ambrose walk out champion, man.
Me too.
I would love for that to happen. But then it's crazy because I don't know how to put it. It's like, I get the feeling he's gonna win, but I also get the feeling like Roman Reigns gonna win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I also get the feeling like we're gonna get swerved and we're gonna get some bullshit like I don't know, like Shane was the Rio in the end, man.
Swerve.
God, and that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
I'll be okay with Dean Ambrose more, and I'll be okay with Roman Reigns winning. I don't mind.
No Roman Reigns winning, no.
I just hope it's not Shane or Del Rio, man.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I think Roman Reigns is going to be your world champion, man. I really do. And I hate to say it, but I think he's going to be your world champ. This is going to be Vince's time to push him.
And he was supposed to win the championship tomorrow anyway.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the only difference is, you know, Vince got the thought process of saying that he will he's got the thought process that he's going to get over, so, you know, get over this huge, huge wave of popularity by pushing him with the title. And I just don't see it.
Oh, man.
I just don't see it.
Oh, please, Sheamus, come on. Just stay out of my TV tomorrow.
The only way I would love to see Reigns win, and I don't hate him, like I said before, like I used to. I didn't dislike him, I should say, not hate him, because I didn't hate him. Yeah, if he turns heel.
Yeah,
if he goes heel, that's what everybody's telling me.
Man, if you do it with Dean and you have him turn heel, that's the right way to do it.
It's his natural heat he already has.
Yeah.
I mean, you get pops everywhere once in a while, but this is how I see it. Do you really want to get another 10 years of you suck? No, you don't. You suck? No, you don't. Do we really want another 10 years of that?
Right.
And some probably thought of that. Oh, like, let's go Roman. Roman sucks. They already thought of that.
What was the song I saw Friday on the show on Raw week before last? Our wives made us come see the Roman Empire.
Oh, yeah, man. I told you the Roman Empire is gonna rise.
I thought that was just so funny. Alright. Let me see here.
I just want to say something.
Sure, go ahead.
A lot of people are scared that Eva Marie is going to win the championship. She is not going to win it. It's Nia Jax. Relax, people. Relax. I hear people cursing and saying all this bad shit. Like she's like one of the... I think his name is Deontay. Like, they make her look like she's like the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she didn't win it. Just spoiler, she did not win it. Next week, she does not win it.
Yeah, she don't win it. You can tell, it's going to be... If Nia Jax wins, she's going to challenge her at the live London one.
Right.
And that's probably where she's going to take it. And then we probably get Bayley call up.
You're saying before WrestleMania or when?
Probably, yeah, by WrestleMania.
Someone put on Facebook.
But I'm scared she's going to get a stupid-ass gimmick.
Yeah.
When she gets called up. We're probably going to get, like, I get the feeling, like, Vince is going to give her, like, a Eugene gimmick. She's going to be, like, retarded.
Usually I'm negative with this. Mm-hmm. As far as Eva Marie goes, and I am going to be negative about this in a way, but I feel bad for her in a way that she didn't choose to go to Performance Center
right
after getting pulled off of Raw and SmackDown off the main roster, because she could have had an easy chance to practice her mic skills, her wrestling skills. And she hasn't had that. She just hasn't had that at all.
Right.
And then another thing that people gotta understand, WWE, when they went for when they got her, they wanted someone for the Divas, for the Divas. She was not even supposed to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
But then Vince McMahon fell in love with her look and everything. Like, she was like, oh no, we need her to be somebody important in WWE.
Right.
Hey, well, I heard this on another podcast, sure. This idea, and I did enjoy the idea of it.
Mm-hmm.
It'd bring really good heat to these two, especially to Roman Reigns, if you paired her up Reigns.
Yeah, I thought about that shit too. I think I said that to Will before. If you paired them two together,
mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that roof will blow up in heat.
Roman and who?
Roman and Eva Marie.
Okay, oh yeah, you did say that
before. Yeah, I think I told you that before. My goodness. That's so perfect. If they ever decide to turn heel, that's the perfect person. And you can do the whole Nia Jax thing with them because she's part of the family, the Samoa family.
Right.
So she could be like the goddamn China of the group and shit.
The China group. Real quick, let me go ahead while we have a moment before we end the show tonight. Catch the Rant live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. followed right after by Freaks and Effing Geeks every Tuesday at 11 p.m. Our newest show, Talk Brunch, will be every Wednesday at 8 p.m. followed by Rant and Wrestling every Thursday at 9 p.m. Turnbuckle Throwbacks with my man Philly Phil every Friday at 9 p.m. This fine show, the Wrestling Calling Show, every Saturday at 11 p.m. And finally, it is the What Are You Reading comic book show every Sunday at 5. Before we get out of here, something was on my mind. And I saw it on Facebook. Sid Vicious, Psycho Sid, he a Hall of Famer?
It's like, how can you say he's not a good wrestler, but he's a Hall of Famer?
He's not going to be main eventing to say that year's Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, how can I put it? A little bit above Coco. Coco Beware. No, not Coco Beware. Is it Coco Beware I'm thinking?
Yeah, the one with the bird.
Yeah, is it Coco Beware?
Yeah.
The bird Frankie.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I couldn't remember if that was Coco Beware, yeah.
Coco. No, but yeah, that's how I always saw him. Not a good wrestler, but you know, he made his little mark in the WWF and shit, you know?
Right. He did, he really did.
Anybody still want to know if that's real when he shit on himself on purpose? Like, it was against The Undertaker at WrestleMania?
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and go
around. No word on Hall of Fame inductions yet?
Haven't heard anything.
God damn.
Which is kind of weird.
That's weird.
Because you would have got something.
Yeah, but by now you already start hearing, like...
Yeah.
Like, on like, the dirt sheets and shit like that.
You would have got at least one. At least one name.
Okay, you know, like... They already got Trish and Lita.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the one woman you think is next?
You know what? And Medusa's already in.
Yeah, she's already in.
I want to say Ivory.
You know that was my guess too. I was thinking like Ivory or Molly Holly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking those two names, and you could even put Damn it, I'm trying to think of her name now. Victoria.
Heck yeah.
Any of those three. And if you had to put someone that was a valet but also a wrestler, you could even stick Sable in there.
Yep.
More for her valet value than her.
You know, it's funny. I'm surprised that with Brock, you know, in the WWF, like, he having, like, yo, bitch. You put my wife on the Hall of Fame.
Maybe we'll see them go win at the same time.
Really? Oh, man. I hate this. I hate being on a night. Hate being on a night the same as a fight. Because I know we're going to lose every time. But I appreciate you guys calling in. I want to say thank you to the chat room. Thank you to my co-host. Thank you for Surfer for calling in, too. Guys, you got any final thoughts, any predictions for the show tomorrow?
Not a prediction. Just please, if anybody sees Sheamus running towards the goddamn ring, hit him with a rock or something.
Close the door.
He said, close the ring.
Yeah, just hit him with a rock. God damn it, just don't let him get to that ring.
Lock the locker door room.
Take your shoes off. Hit him with your shoes. I don't know.
Oh my goodness!
Block it like when they did with Eddie Guerrero, where they blocked the locker room.
Do something.
My boy Iron is in the chat. Also want to say what's up to Cash Cow. Appreciate you guys being here. He says, I haven't heard anyone confirmed for the Survivor Series match yet. We haven't either. I think right now would be a good time to do a female Survivor Series match. No, it ain't.
Could have worked if they did the whole Divas Revolution around this time.
Right.
Yeah, like, now that you say that, when the whole Divas Revolution bullshit started, I thought they were going to do something with that for Survivor Series.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, they got this girl. They probably going to do something for Survivor Series with it. Because, like I said, you have, and especially since you have all those teams.
Right.
You have, you know, you have the Team Bella, Team Drug Addict, and then you have, like, Team, what the fuck is that other one called, like, oh, Team Bad, yeah.
Team Drug Addicts. That sounds like a team. I'm just trying to figure out who it would
be.
Jeff Hardy. Okay, I'm thinking of who else is a drug addict in wrestling. Jeff Hardy would be one of the top.
Yeah.
Of the, a team.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, you can make it up and think about it.
I said even Marie spearheading it with Brie Bella. Mostly even Marie.
I thought her promo was not bad. I mean, it was bad as far as, like, who really says, what did she say?
Wait, the NXT one?
Yeah, she said verse instead of versus.
But they didn't let her talk.
She did talk.
No, I'm talking about the crowd. Like, anytime she tried to get a word in.
Well, yeah. But
she's so good with the, she's sending them like little kisses and shit.
Yeah.
And that gets the crowd even more tight, like.
Yeah, right.
That was a big screw up there to say verse instead of verses.
Right.
She's fucking gorgeous.
All right, guys. Any more final thoughts and opinions on the show tomorrow? Anything on the week in wrestling at all? Anything going on in your personal lives you wish to say? Any shout outs to anybody?
I have an NXT recommendation that I gotta look up and put it in your page and all the other pages.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a match out there. There's two actually that I have this week because it was so hard to think of any. To be a little different, they're not really debuts, but they're good looks at. You have. I forgot the name of it. I think it was the first week you have a match with Vader's son. And I do not remember who he was wrestling. I want to say Corey Graves.
Mm-hmm.
That was one. And the other one is with Steamboat's son.
Who's already done. Who's really done, right?
Yeah. Which sucks.
What was it, like Richie Steamboat?
Richie Steamboat. But yeah, and it sucks that these two. I mean, Vader's son wasn't that good, but if you would have gave him a chance and trained him good enough, he was a big enough guy to possibly be something in the WWE, and he would just let go.
Right.
Yeah.
I was in the one from Boy Meets World.
I think that would be better.
Anything from you, Randy, that you want to finish up with tonight? Any final
thoughts? Yeah, I saw a picture with the Rage and the Bellas.
How do we not remember that?
Remember
that.
And I'm like, yeah, ain't that funny?
Yeah. You
hypocrite.
He gave his reasons on Freaks and F and Geeks, and just for full disclosure,
he gave his what he said.
No, he just said the reason why he did what he did is because they are wrestlers.
I told them on the page when I went to WrestleMania 29, I was on that FedEx and shit,
Right.
And when I was in the line to, like, you know, to get the autograph, it was Ziggler, Big E, and then there was AJ. I got Ziggler's, I got Big E's, and then she was like, oh, what you want me to write? And I'm like, no, thank you. I'm not a fan of you, and I'm not a fan of your work. And I just kept walking. And everybody in line was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I met Hogan a couple of years ago. Never been a fan of his, but I got his autograph, and I didn't say crap to him. I respect what he did for the business, but not a fan of his, personally.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me say, little hypocritical, but okay.
All right, guys, I want to say thank you for being with me tonight one more time. Don't forget to join me next week, same time, same place, same station. I want you guys to take care, okay? All right.
All right, man, take care.
I'll see you guys. Take care. Peace.
Hello. No one is available to take your call.
I've been working hard. I've been searching for God. I've been working hard, I've been searching for God.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Little brother, this is your sister, you're busy, I get you, but I insist you call me back cause I miss you. I wish you well, well, I wish you would call. Cause lately you feel like I'm just not your sister at all. I'm sorry for calling and bawling, I'm all in, and I feel like I'm falling lately. You feel like my children hate me, you tell me I'm beautiful, and yet no man wanna date me. Haunted by vivid memories of the man who raped me, and lately I feel more and more like mommy. I know I'm me, but still, you always seem to pick up the phone, and somehow I feel better. But you've been answering me lesser and lesser, so I've resorted to the pills in my dresser. I'm gone, and as for Drake, oh no, he left and he ain't coming back. I hate him, and if I see him, I swear I tell him that no longer cooking crack in my kitchen. Cutting and selling that. He broke my heart, that relationship been to hell and back. I've been working hard, I've been searching for God. I can feel the devil around me as they all applaud. Promise you won't forget me, that you'll always be with me. And even when you're gone, I can call whenever he hit me under pressure. I've been feeling under pressure. Hey son, this is your father, don't mean to bother. How are you? Heard you were in town, but I never saw you. Tried to call you, where are you? In Paris? What a beautiful destination in Paris, right by the Eiffel. Come now, please don't be spiteful of all my small talk. I think we're overdue a long talk. When I see kids around the way, I say how I'm your dad. It gets me thinking about incredible moments we've had. And on the real, I'm trying so hard not to bug you. But do you think you can stop rapping about my drug use? I'm 2 years clean, no longer a fiend. Yeah, I'm 57. But I feel 19 and I love you, I swear. Bobby, I know you're there. And when the time is right, I know that you gon' take care of anything I need of your family. Can I have some tickets to your next show? Will you stand with me? Can I have some money for my new honey? That's hella fine. I forgot to mention I got divorced from your stepmom. My mind going crazy, but I still look hella calm. Maybe you can tell. I've been feeling under pressure.
I should do, text me, I know you're busy, dog. Like, the call me saying he wanna come down, he wanna bring his new chick, and Brenda's like, man, he really trying to rock out with his new chick, because you know we all fuck with Debbie. But I don't know how to tell him this shit, so just hit me back whenever you got some time, man. More shit on your plate, you ain't gotta hit me, dog, but if you do, I appreciate it. Hit me back, love you, do your thing. Swag, rap back all day, boy. Alright, nigga, hit me.
Yeah.
family. I'm so sorry that I've been distant. Everything changed in an instant. My time has been inconsistent. I know that you've been insistent. I know that birthday I missed it. I swore I told my assistant, but I guess my mind is in another place. Thoughts off in another world. I started seeing another girl. It fell through, man. What a world. But I'm so focused on my craft, on employing my staff. Such a perfectionist, I can't even finish this draft. This letter to the ones I love, the ones that I miss. Brothers and sisters that hit me up just to reminisce. Meanwhile, people outside of my blood asking for favors. I don't owe you a fucking thing, you best switch your behavior. Truly remarkable how I barely know you, but somehow owe you when you don't even know about this shit I go through. We ain't spoken in a while. Tell me, sister, how your child? Come now, girl, give me a smile. Come on, girl, don't do me foul. Sorry I ain't called before, but I'm calling you right now. I heard you was popping E, stop resorting to the vow. How my mama, how she doing? Does she know what I'm pursuing? I ain't talked to her in years, that relationship she ruined. But sometimes I wake up and wonder just what the fuck I'm doing. They say family is everything, I swear that shit the truth. I should spend it all with y'all, but I spend it in the booth. This is everything I love, this is everything I need. Never sacrifice this feeling, even though my heart it bleed. This is everything I love, everything I need. Never sacrifice this feeling, even though my heart bleed. Under pressure, I've been feeling under pressure.
Hey son, I'm sorry I missed your call today, but I was in an AA meeting. A friend of mine was celebrating 40 years, so I couldn't get you right then. And then when I did call, you weren't able to answer or what have you. Just wondering how things are going. Dan and I aren't together anymore. Living on my own, you know. Anyway, the whole family is in the family that you don't know. My sisters and your aunt that you've never met. I was very proud of you. And your cousins just love you too. Anyway, son, I love you. I just want you to know that. And just keep grinding, you know. And, yeah, I don't want to hear you join the Illuminati, but then I got to tell you. I love you, son. Bye.